We are on Daf Ein Beis Hamid Beis. The Gemara. Oma Ravasi, Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Poiskin Al Shar Shabishuk. There's no Heter Psike Al Shar Shabishuk. That means if someone gives money, Reuven gives money to Shimon, he wants to be Kaina Peiris. Shimon doesn't have Peiris, and he wants that the Peiris that he's been kinder from him will get in 6 months and 10 months. And if it'll be Nisyaka, it'll be in Beshusay Nisyaka. That is, the Lomde is Afalpi, when Yotza Shar Afalpi, Shain Lozeh, Yesh Lozeh. So we consider Kilu Shimon acquired the Peiris. But if the Shar is Shar Shebeshuk, and we'll see this is speaking about Shar Shebayoreis, we'll elaborate soon, so that is not sufficient. Shar Shebeshuk, which is Shar Shebayoreis, is not sufficient, and there's no head to psyche. Oma le Rab Zeire le Rab Asi, Oma Rab Yechanan afilu kedumis, Filu Kedumis is a shah which lasts pretty long. Kedumis has a omalei loy. Loy oma Rabbi Yechonel b'shuk shalayoreis deloy keviyeh terayu. That's what Rabbi Yechonel said, shah shabishuk is ain poiskin that stavke shuk shal ayoreis deloy keviyeh terayu. This shah is not kavuah. So the Gemara asks, Ulamai de Solika Daitin Mikore, according to the Habamin of the Gemara, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Kedumas Azeh, Elo Masnisin Diktoni Ein Poiskim Ala Peres Hache Yeitze Hashar, Yotza Hashar Poiskin Heiche Mashkaches Lo Masnisin. If the Gemara, the Habamin of the Afilu Kedumas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is also, so what do you do with the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Masnisin bechiti da akalbi va'arvi. It's speaking about chitim that one can acquire from the oitzris after the balabatim opened up their oitzris, va'arvi, and the ships came with schoire. The moshech tare tvei. That this is a very long shah. This lasts very long. Now, just to understand what we're speaking about, there's a Ramban on Daf Samach Kimel Amud Beis, and the Ramban says the is Magdir the different Sha'orim. Ramban says as follows. Akalpoi va'alvi, that what the Gemara says, that's a double poshet. That akalpoi va'alvi is mutter, that means that the Balabatim opened up their oitzres, and ships came with schoire. So the Ramban, so this lasts very long. So what does that mean? Mistome loy is yakru ad sheyifra de moshech tarayu. That means like this. That means if someone, Reuven gave Shimon money, I want a saw tvue. And now a saw tvue is, cost a seller. A saw for a seller. So like this, we need a lumdes that he's gonna give him in 6 months, in 6 months, the asor is gonna cost, two sloim. So he gave him a sales giving back two sloim. That mazong metalum this, that v'shusay nishaka, we consider ki'ilu he was already kind of the sor. We have to say lum this. The shah of akalboi va'arvi is this is such a long shah that in 6 months he can also buy for the same price. That means the schoire, the price that is now, you'll be able to get it in 6 months also. It's nothing that means. So normally, you're allowed to do it because if he's giving him now a seller for a saw, so what, he has to give him back in 6 months. In 6 months, he can also take a seller and buy a saw. So that means there's no shash that the lekeya, the malva, will get more than he gave. He's giving him now a seller, and then 6 months later, I'll go now and take a seller, and I'll get a saw from him, giving it back a saw. So there's no revach, there's no agarnata whatsoever that the lekeya is acquiring for giving him now the money. This is a kalvi valvi. A kidum is... not such a thing. If in 6 months you won't have the shah anymore. This, let's say, lasts a month. But in a month, Lemaise is so good, he gave me now a seller, I have a whole month to go and buy a saw. I have a month, in 6 months it's gonna be worth 2 shloim, that's true. But I can go and buy now, I have a whole month. I have a seller, I can buy a whole month, I can buy a saw, so it's considered. Since I have the opportunity to buy a saw now with this seller, so it's like I have this saw already, and in 6 months it'll be worth 2 shloim. So it's Peshusay Nishaka. That is the lumdus of, that's by a kedumis. Now there's a shar shel ayoris, shar shebishuk. Shar shebishuk is, that means, for 2 days, you can buy now a saw for a seller. You can buy it for 2 days. After 2 days, it's gonna fluctuate. You won't be able to get any more a saw for a seller. Zukta Ramban, ein odom teireach likach leimayat. If he gives them now the seller, he wants to borrow the seller for himself. But he gives them now the seller, he's not going to go right away to buy a saw. I mean, a person has other things to do. So if there's enough time, that means, let's say there's a month's time that he can go and purchase a saw for a seller. So we consider Kehilu, he has the saw, it's biyodai to purchase a saw for a seller, so we consider Kehilu he purchased it, and then we say, b'shusay nishyake. But Rabbi Yechanan was mechadish, but a shah shebishuk, that you only have a very short period, let's say a day or two, it's loy moshech tarayu klal. For 2 days you can get a saw for a seller, and 4 days later a saw is going to cost 2 shloim. So I can't say that, he'll go, we'll hurry up right away now, and he'll go and purchase, he can still get a saw for a seller. So just like he purchased the saw, and it was kind of the saw, b'shusa the shak, and that was the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. This whole lumdus is dafke by a kedumis, which there is enough time to purchase a saw for a seller, so then we consider kilu, he purchased it. And later, when he gives it back, it's worth 2 shloim, so b'shusin nishaka. But a shah that is only lasts for a few days, that's what there Rabbi Yochanan said, that there's no such lumdus. Af api she'ein lazeh, yesh lazeh. But the shah of a cowboy, ba'alvi, is goran under a lumdus. That means you can be assured by the time he'll give it back, you still have the same. You don't have to be chayy shemesh yisyaka. You can always buy. This is a shah that lasts for a very long period of time. So there it's poshit. And that's how you could learn shah in the Mishnah, that he can buy it later, and he'll give him back a saw which is worth the seller that he gave him. So these are the three mahalchim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi kedumis itlis ra v'godol ba'kalvi ha'ba'arvi. Shiyaschilu bali batim v'oitzrei peres liftoich oitzrei sein. That's a cowboy. Usvino is boys benaha mevius tvu olimker, this cargo ships that are bringing a multitude of tvu, the moshech tarayil is man merube. Fine. That's one sugya. Weiter. Tana rabbonim. Ein poiskin ala peres at sheyetze hasha. Nirasha. It means if there's no shah now, you can't give me money, I'm gonna give you, a son in 6 months. If I don't have a son now, and so, you need a shah. Hachi yeti a shah. Yotza a shah paiski. Afo pi shayin loze, yesh loze. Right. Hoyu chadoshois me arba. Viyishonois Misholosh. Now, there's a shah, but there's two types of tvur. There's fresh tvur, and there is old tvur. Now, the fresh tvur is selling for arba so la sella, four so for a sella, and the old tvur is being sold three so for a sella. Now, let's understand what's pshat in this. Pshat in this is as follows. The old tvue is dried up. So to fill up three saw of dried up tvue, that's worth a seller. The new tvue is fresh. So when I give you four, so that's why it's four saw for a seller. Because in reality, this four saw, now that you have four saws, because the two is fresh, and it takes a place, so memelo, you have four saw for seller. That's the reason for the price. Now, if I'm going to make up with, Reuven doesn't give Shimon, I want to buy chadoshes, four saw for a seller. But I don't need it now. In 6 months, give me four saw for a seller. Now, in 6 months, the chadoshes, if he would buy now the chadoshes, four saw for a seller, he's going to give him in 6 months these chadoshes. These chadoshes will now be, will fit into three saw. They dried up already. They're going to fit into three saw. Now, he's telling him, listen, I want chadoshes. In 6 months, you should give me four saw for a seller. So the chadoshes now, I want, but in 6 months, four saw for a seller. You know, so this person is going to get ribbis. That's ribbis, because in order for me to give you four saw of these chadoshes now, you can't buy that for a seller. You can't buy that for a seller. That is the problem. Zukta Beis Yosef. Let's just go a little further. Zukta Beis Yosef. If he comes to him and he tells him, listen, the chadoshes, which are now four saw for a seller, you should give them to me in 6 months. If they dry up in 6 months and there'll only be three saw, chalakobet. I don't care. I want to buy the chadoshes, those which are chadoshes, should give them to me in 6 months. And even though they'll shrink and they'll only be three saw, to get me in the store. So then there's no problem. If he talks like that, there's no problem. But we're talking about that he doesn't talk like that. He says, I want the chadoshes and in 6 months. So then, teigdachnish. So now let us see, what does the Gemara say? Hoyu chadoshes mi alba v'yishones mi sholes. Ain't poiskim. I cannot agree to give you four saw from chadoshes in 6 months. Ache yetze hasha lechadosh uliyosha. Till you, there'll be a shah that yoshan, I can also get for a seller, for a seller. So then it's muta because I can buy Yoshin also for a seller. So if you want it in 6 months, let's see what Rashi says. So you can get I mean, this amount of forsa for a seller, it's possible to get, because the Yishonis also cost now forsa for a seller. Let's see what Rashi says. Hayu chadoshes me'arba, v'yishonos me'shalosh. Ein poiskim al chadoshes me'arba, ad sheyetze sha'al b'chodesh shel yosh. Toho de chadoshim me'arba, that what chadoshim are me'arba, mishum d'lo yofshu adayim kolatzeres. They're not so dry. So me'mele, so they take up a lot of place. So memele, so that's why you buy four so of chadoshim. Vapoisik ala chadoshis lo yikablem heimenu achshav. He doesn't want to get them now. Ela achazman, he wants them later. She is yavshu kol tzocham. He wants to get it. When they dried up. That's what he wants. The fichech ein poisek aleihem lekabel aleihem lekabel aleihem is mitzvah lekabel arba soim besela. That I should give you arba soim besela. That means if you want, you're going to get yoshon, and I should give you arba soim besela ad sheyetze hashar ba'arba lechodesh shel yoshon. Unless there's a shah that Yoshon is also being sold for Arba Solar Seller, so what you're giving me now, and what you want to get Yovesh in 6 months, I can get Yovesh now also. Dalid so Pisela, so Mamele, so then it's Muta, but Kozman, the prices are for Chodosh, it's Arba Sola Selam, by Yoshon, it's Sholesh Sola Sela, so I can't be maskim to give you Sheyis Yavesh Talitza, because Lamaise, I'm giving you more than I was able to acquire now. That's one Allah. Hoyu Lekutais Me Arba. Lekutais were aniyim. Rabbi Nechananel says that the mamish aniyim that malaket leket shikrepeye, and they had a whole storage house of all the things that were malaket. Now these lekutais, their tvua was inferior tvua, because they took from all fields, and if you bought a saw, so it wasn't chitim, it was chitim mixed with sheepin, with rye. It was inferior to it. So, hoyo lekutais me'arba. Now, the lekutais, it was a market, you can buy from the lekutais, dalid so lesela. Ulechol odom misholosh. And everyone's tvuah means the balabatim, they were selling superior tvuah. It wasn't mixed up, chitim and shipaim. Ein poiskin, ad sheyetze hashar leloiket olamoicha. That means so you can't ask from a moicha that he should sell you dalit so lesela, because there's no such market for a moicha, for inferior tvua. There's a market of dalit solasela, but not for superior tvua. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, hoyu shel lekutais me'arba, stam tvuas lekutais einam yofim. They're not superior tvua. Shalaiktim bekama sodeis, uma arvin, they mix up, shibole shiteinim, shibole chitim, it's mixed up, it's not, ye wheat, ye rye. Ein poiskim im bal habayis ma'arba, עד שיצא ישר של דלת ללויקת ולמייכה. That means only if there will be a shah for a loiket and a moicha, such a shah, then you can come to a moicha and give him a salad to expect in 6 months as a dalet sol a salad. We have to understand how this can occur, that there should be the same price, a loiket and a moicha, the same price, dalet sol a salad, if one is selling inferior to and one is selling... The Gidoli Tumah asked this kashif, more or less on Rashi. But Al Kaponim, that's, we have to understand this. Al Kaponim, but that's what it says, you cannot go to acquire superior tvua in for dalet sol a salad because there's a shah for lakutas. Fine. Now, let us go a little further. Omar Rav Nachman, Abba Poiskin, Lekutes, Kishar HaLekutes. But I'll go over to Anoni, I'm not going over to Abalabos. These Lekutes are selling their tour. He doesn't have any tour. I go over to him and I tell him that, well, listen, I want to buy Dalit So Lesela. These are Lekutes. So Memele, so fine, Kishar HaLekutes. We'll see him in the way it says Poiskin Lekutes. Omar lei rove le Rav Nachman maishna loiket. Why can I go to a loiket and make a psika and dalet sola sela? The ilesle yaziv mi lokot chabre. Now here the Moshe says something very interesting. If he doesn't have, he can borrow from another lokot. So it's considered kilu yeshloi. Balabayis nami yaziv milokut. Omalei balabayis zilebe milse lemezev milokut. Now we'll see, this is a very interesting gemara. All of a sudden, we're speaking about borrowing. Now let us see Taisvis. Taisvis sheds light on this gemara, the top Taisvis. Yazuv milokot chavrei, ilav mishum demotzi lemezev, af algav demotzi lemizben, ein choshuv shah lifseik olam. Now, when this shah alakutis, that means you had, there were 20 aniyim who were now in the business, you could see signs up, were selling dalet sol a seller. These were 20 aniyim that they got their tvua from whatever they were like it from the different sellers, dalet sol a seller. Now, this shah of lakutas did not last too long because they didn't have too much chayim to sell and it didn't last too long. So memele, if I'd go over to a loiket, and I'll tell them, listen, I'm giving you now a seller, and in 6 months you should give me a dalet so. Now, this loiket doesn't have anything. But we're saying, afa pishayin lezeh yesh lezeh, theoretically can go and buy from the other lakutas. But that is not true. Because the shah of lakutas is not a shah that is nimshah. That means it's not a shah that he can go to other lakutas and buy dalet sol a sela. So in order to ensure he can get a dalet sol, there has to be another cheshbon. He can go over to another lakut and borrow from him dalet sol. So that means so we consider ki'ilu yeshloi. That means there are two factors because of these two factors we consider that it's yeshloi. Number one, he can go and buy now, but even though that's not so sure that he can take it by, since it's a shvacha shah, but if he can't buy, he can always borrow a foresaw from one of his Lokut Chavrei, so he can go and So we consider it's yeshlai because of these two factors. He can buy it, and afilu will find difficulties and buy it, he can borrow it. So memela, we consider the dalit saw that he is now selling to the one who's giving him a seller, it's called yeshlai, because he has two aifanim how to acquire the dalit saw, either ayidei, he'll buy it or he'll borrow it. That's by a look. So the Gemara asks by a balabos also. So let me go to a balabos and even though there's a shah halakutis, which is not such a good shah, but there's another way you can get the tzvi, you can borrow the tzvi. So the Gemara says, Balabayis zilebe milsa lemezef milok. No. Balabos won't do it. It's below his dignity. So memele, the only way a balabos can get dalitso is by buying it. No, by buying it, it's not a shah, which is, it's not a shah, which is nimshach long enough that we can consider that afa pishen lo zayesh lo zayesh. He can buy it because it's not a shah a nimshach. The Taisus Arosh, Agamara says, it's below the dignity for a balabos to borrow from a local. Fine, that we can understand. The Taisus Arosh is moisif another thing. We just learned Rabbi Yochanan said, Ashar Shabayoris is also a Shvach Ashar. Also it's not Nimshach. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Zukt Taisvis Arosh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this Balab, we're talking about superior to it. It's a Shar Sheba Yoris, but it's not Nimshach. Zukt Taisvis Arosh, but he can borrow it from another Balabos. There's a Shar now, even though you can't buy, you can always borrow from another Balabos. Zukt Taisvis Arosh, Rabbi Yochanan holds a Balabos doesn't want to borrow. It's also below his dignity. So Memele, you have to rely on the shah alone. The shah alone is not, one cannot be assured that with the shah he can acquire the amount of tvua before the shah goes up. And borrowing is bechlal not a factor that is shaykh by a balabos. If one, I'll tell you another teretz, you're asking you could borrow from a locket, man the yoiv zuzi la balabayis aperi shapiri yoiv. That means he wants good schoire, he say he can go and borrow from a locket. He was giving a balabos money, he wants the tvua that a balabos can give, not mixed up tvua. So mamela, so this cheshbin of he could borrow from a local to bechlal not applicable by a balabos. We have two terutzim. So the nafkamina will be what is if the person who is buying from the balabos says, I'm asking you should give me a peiros kruim. I'm asking for that. So memela, so according to the first teretz, but you can't rely on the shah alakutis because you need also a backup of yazif, and the balabos will not be yazif from a local. According to the second teretz, it seems that is not a problem. Could be would be yazif from a local, but the lekeach is not maskim to get inferior to it. So if he will be maskim, so then he'll be mutter. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein poiskim im balabois me alba che yeitze a shah shal dal the lake at the lemoicha. Yaziv mi lokot tvua moreves o baro mixed up tvua, inferior tvua. Fine. Now, a new halach. Omar Rav Sheshes, Omar Rav Hune, ein lovin al shar shebeshuk. One is not permitted to borrow on the cheshbin of shar shebeshuk. Now, then let us see Rashi. Rashi has two mahalchim. Let us first learn the second mahalach from the Bahag, and then we'll come to the first mahalach. In Lovin al Shar Shebishuk. So let's skip two lines. Baloch is geres mafogish in Lovin so beso al smach Shar Shebishuk. The name of Hoyul Vechiti Behini Vechiti Bishili Havale Kaad Sheyovoy Vni Oy Ad Sheemtso Mafteyach Lakamon Taf Ayin Hei. Now let us first explain the Bahag's Shita. The halacha is, so b'so is also. That means, if Reuven lends Shimon aso, and you should pay me back in 6 months, aso, so it is also. Why is it also? It's also midarabonon, shema yisyaker aso, so it's coming out, I'm lending you aso that is worth a selah, and you're gonna give me back aso that's worth 2 sloim, so Mamela, this is awesome. This is awesome. So beso is awesome. Now let's go a step further. What is if the loive has a saw? He has a saw by him. But the so why is he borrowing the saw if he has a saw? He lost the key to the lock of the oitzer. His son is going to bring the key, but now he needs a saw of tour. But Lamaisa, he has a saw. He has a, it's not accessible to him now. Chazal said, as soon as he gets the key, he'll pay him back. So, Chazal were mako by saw besaw, since the etzim, he possesses a saw. So we were in machshiv ki ilu, the malve was koine his already. That means I'm lending you a saw, so I was koine your saw. So afilu, when he'll get back the saw, it's worth more than the saw that he borrowed. But since the whole saw besaw is only a ribis darabonon shema yisyakel, so if I possess a saw, even though he didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan on that saw, Chazal rechem keilu you were koine my saw, and so memele, so that's mutter. Then there's no isra of saw b'saw. So saw b'saw, atche emtso mafteyach, is mutter. Is mutter, that is mutter. The loch is mutter. Now, in loving, now, then let's go how the Bahag learned Pshat Nagamor. Ein lovin al shar shebishuk. What is the din if I don't have a saw? But there's a shar shebishuk. I mean, I don't have a saw, but if I want, I can go out. I need a saw of tefuah now. There's a shar shebishuk. I can go and, good, I don't, it's not a shiova, but I can go and buy it. There's a shar. That was the chiddush of Rav Huna. That kula of loving saw b'saw by yeshloi, the tafki yeshloi. But if there is a shah that he could purchase it, then that's awesome. That's the first lotion of Rav Huna. We'll see Rav Huna was chayzer. Omar Rav Sheshes, Omar Rav Huna in loving our shah shabashut. Now let us again see the Bahag. Then we'll see the first lotion of Rashi. Ubaloch is gedeiris maforish, ein lovin so beso, al smach shar shebishuk. That means, since there's a shar shebishuk, the name of we will say, hoyo vechiti behini vechiti bishili, havalei ka'at sheyove b'ni Hashem tzemavtech, just like he has a so. And when he has a so beso is muta, because chazal rechen ke'ilu, he was kind of the saw, and it's Pashus in this Yaakov. So that is the Chiddush of Rav Huna. You don't say that Shar Shabashuk is Nechshav Kilu, he has already a son. Now let us see the first Loshon of Rashi. So Rashi, in loving al Shar Shabashuk, Ani Shomati, Ein lovin mois v'derech alo, almenas. Shim loy shalim loch mois azman ploini, eten locho peres kishar shal achshav. Now, what is pshat in the first, what is the first pshat? Ani, so Rashi says like this. One is borrowing money. Let's be Megashim Dini. Reuven comes over to Shimon and he says, lend me a seller. I'm going to pay you back in 6 months a seller. Fine? Yishkefelech. But now Shimon tells Reuven, listen, if you give me back in 6 months a seller, it's good, fine. But if you don't give me back in 6 months a seller, then I want that you should give me peiris kishar shalachshav. Should give me peiris kishar shalachshav. Unclear if Kshar Shal Achshav means what will be in 6 months, or the Loshna Brahil Atiloch Peres Kshar Shal Achshav, perhaps could mean then you have to give me Peres Kshar Shal Achshav, that means how much a seller could purchase now. It means I want Peres. If you give me back a seller in 6 months, no problem. But if you don't give me back a seller, so then I want you, im lo yashalim loch mois azman ploini, eten locho peiros kishar shalachshav. And I'll give you peiros kishar shalachshav. Either means shar shalachshav after this 6 months or now. I'll give you payers, that means if now, let's say it means now, that you're giving me a seller. Now with a seller you can buy a saw. If now in 6 months I'll give you back a seller, it's gewaldig. If I won't give you back a seller in 6 months, I have to give you payers kishar shalachshav. So I'll give you now a seller can buy a saw. I'm giving you back a saw of tvua in 6 months. In 6 months, could be a saw is worth much more than a seller. So, kishash achshav l'chayra means now. Kishash talvor. Chayra, so he's giving peiros kishash shalachshav. Now, so Rashi says, the afal gav the derech mekach u'memker shor. Even though derech mekach and memker is muta, if you give me now a seller, and I should give you back a saw, kishar shalachshav, let's say bishas, when you give me the seller, that's it in poiskin al hashav. You're giving me a seller, and I'll give you back a saw in 6 months, because now you can buy a saw for a seller. Even though if he would be poisik now, he would be poisik now on, he'd be poisik now on Paris, it's mutter, that's it in. But here there was no mekech hamemka. There was a halvon. Well, now you're lending me a sell. I should pay you back a sell in 6 months. But now there's a draft. If I don't pay you back, now you want payers. So there was a halvon of a seller. And if I don't pay you back in 6 months, so you want the amount of payers that a seller could then have purchased. And then it so could be I'm giving you more than a seller. So even though Derech Mekech and Memke Shari, Derech Havo also. That's L'chair, L'chair, the Achshav L'chair means Pishas Havo L'chair. Derech Havo also. So these are the two Mahalchim. So let's see again the Gemara. Omar Rav Sheishes, Omar Rav Hune, in Loven Al Shar Shebishuk. So we hear here these two Mahalchim. The Bahag's Mahalach means he's lending him a saw, and he doesn't have a saw, but he could purchase a saw. Is this equivalent to Yeshloi saw? And according to the first Pshat and Rashi, that he's lending him money, that if he doesn't pay back the money in 6 months, he has to give him how much the Shah Shabishuk is now, and since it was Derech Halvo, it's also. Omar lei Rabbi Yosef Barchoma le Rabbi Sheishes, Omri lo Rabbi Yosef Baraba le Rabbi Sheishes, Umi Omar Rafuna Ochi, did Rafuna Taka say this halacha that it's also? Vahaboy mi neime Rafuna, they asked Rafuna, Hani b'nei b'rav, v'yasfi b'tishrei upori b'teibis, shori. Whatever the first case was, that's this case also. The Tamid Chacham used to borrow in Tishrei and pay back in Teibis. Is it muta o'osa? O'malei ho'chiti behini bo'chiti b'shili. Iboi, there is chiti that you could acquire. Iboi is zovni uporile. Because he could have bought it then and paid him back. So memel, no, uporile. He could buy it. So there's a stire in the psokim of Rav Hune. Rav Hune said before, ein loven al shar shabishuk. And they asked him a shayle. This was Mamis Ani Bnei Berav de Yosfi Betishrei Yopori Betavis. Is a Mutter also? And he said it's in Elamaisa, he said it's Mutter. Yeah. Chiti Bini Vachiti Bishili Boy Sovni Yoporile. So the Gemara answers, Mikore Sova Rafune Ain Love It. The beginning Rafune held Ain Love It. He tells us that also. Even the Shomer Lahod Omar Rav Shmuel Bachie Omar Rav Loza Lovin Omariu Nami Lovin. He was chayzer from the Psak. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi the Yasvi Betishri Mois. This is Rashi's Pshat. Upori Peres Betavis Kishar Shel Tishrei. Oh, here Rashi says Klo Kishar Shel Tishrei. Yeah, Shar Shel Achshav. Ololoshin ha'acher, lovin chiten, upoirin chiten. So, b'kitzer, so that, yeah. Let us see Taisvis. In lovin, al shar shabishuk. Umaskone, the lovin. The maskone is that l'maiser is muta. Now Taisvis says, the two mahalcha. Lefi alochis gedoilis, the aire sobiso. So, what was the shaila? The shaila was sobiso is mutter if the loiva possesses a so. But it's not accessible at Sheyovi Bini, at Shem Samavteyah. So the shaila of the Gemara was, what if he doesn't possess a so, but there's a shar shebishuk that you could buy a so now? So Taisvi says, according to the Bahag, Mairi, B'yesh loy mois l'loive, the motzi zoven b'shuke. It's speaking about that he has money to buy b'shuk. That's what he's borrowing. Because if he doesn't have money, what's helped him the shuk? He's borrowing a saw. There's a shuk that you could buy now a saw, but he doesn't have any money. So it's speaking about that he has money. And the shaila is, even though he has money, is it considered like he has a saw? Because he really doesn't possess a saw. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that by saw,
you can purchase, if you have money, to, if there's a shah that you can purchase or so, it's like you have a so. Or yesh loy ma'at, ki the Rabbi Yitzchak b'soif pirke, you don't have to have k'neged kol alvo. That means if he has one so, he can borrow 10 so. That we'll see the end of the page. Yesh loy so, lov ala kamakul. Fine. Uktsas koshe, lom oli shah. Why do you need that there is a shah, that there's a market? Rak sheyimtza peres liknais afilo biyoike. That means he was speaking about, he lent him a saw. And the heter is, if I have a saw, so we're afraid shema yisyake. So I'm going to give him a saw that's more than he gave me. If I have a saw, this is mutter. So all we need is a lumdus to consider kilo I have a saw. So so why do you need that there should be a shah? If it's shayach to acquire a saw, so it's considered like I have a saw. We're talking about saw b'saw over here. So the heter is that I have a saw. So you don't need a shah as long, I feel it will cost me more money. But as long as we consider that I have a saw, so then there's a heter of saw b'saw. V'histe garsi ein lovin not al shah shebishuk, al peirish shebishuk. So that's the second gears.